Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
One of the biggest days in baseball is the Major League Baseball trade deadline. But in conjunction with that, some other things happen in baseball, and we'll get into that. Also talk a little football in the second hour of the show. It is Fantasy Sports today. By the way, happy August 1st, everybody. And really happy football season, everyone, as well. Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two for this first day of the month, starts now.
Like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Brad Ziegler joins me here on the show.
When Sam Dyson and Sergio Romo go to the Twins, it makes you wonder, is Taylor Rogers still the guy there? Like, I don't know if that's the guy they want to close. He's kind of the closer by default there. And now you bring in a couple guys who have some closer experience, and Romo was doing it this year. It kind of muddles the back end of the Twins bullpen a little bit, just from a fantasy perspective. I'm sure they have a plan. You know, maybe they're completely content with Taylor Rogers in that role. But right now, I would be very hesitant to say that I have an idea what's going on there.
All right, welcome in Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two of the show. However you're listening to the program, thank you for tuning in on this Thursday afternoon. You can always dial up the show at 844-843-6879. That's how you get us here and carrying you until 2 o'clock on the East Coast. Brad and I touched on a number of topics. We'll play that interview, really conversation, I would say, back for you coming up at 1:40 Eastern, but had a lot of fun. If you guys missed the first hour of the show, had a lot of fun covering the Major League Baseball trade deadline. It's basically with baseball at this time of the year, let's be honest, it's the highs of highs and the lows of lows. What are the highs of highs? Well, you look at the team that is your favorite club, and you look at what they did, you start thinking about the postseason, and then when you're a team that's out of it, you kind of know, that's it. That's the end of the year. And the good news for me in this situation is that even though baseball kind of takes a turn in August, and obviously it's not nearly as interesting as it is in March and April and May and June, I would say that it's very exciting because I know that now I can start to focus on fantasy football at this point. I really can't until now. And I've talked about it a lot here on the show, and it's just, I'm so dedicated to covering baseball and to playing fantasy. This is always the date that I circle right here, July 31st, always. It's the same for me every year. And not just because when I used to host shows on satellite radio that we kind of stopped our baseball coverage in August. But for me, it was always about when is the deadline? How are my fantasy teams doing? And now let me, in the past it was this, now it's obviously the internet, but like 7, 8, 10 years ago, and even with the internet that long ago, I still honestly would read the magazines that would come out. I know they still have magazines, and RotoWire is always kind enough to send me theirs every year, so I get it. I always look at it. And I would even say, going back 7, 10 years ago, I would open up the magazine and read it. Now I just use it basically as reference. That was always the first indication. And what's funny is, and they've been sending me this for 10 years, is that the RotoWire magazine comes in the mail. It sits in a manila envelope for me. And then as soon as the trade deadline is over, the first thing I'm thinking of is, let me pop that baby open and see what they say this year. But unlike in years past of basically 10 years of me hosting national fantasy shows, this will be the first year ever that I'll be on the air doing a daily fantasy football show every day here, I believe, with the time slot, I believe, from 12 to 2. So this is a first for me,
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've never done it before. In the past, working on satellite radio for the last 10 years, and just to kind of take you behind the curtain, I've worked Saturdays and Sundays, always. Saturday night, Sunday night shows. I did that for, I would say, about 5-6 years. And then we had a second child. We had my son. And at that point, my wife and I, we sat down and said, is it really worth it for us to give up, you know, really the only night that we could get either our parents or a babysitter here so you can make a couple bucks hosting on satellite radio? Easy for her to say, probably, right? But truth be told, I think it was the right call. And so I gave it up. I gave up Saturday nights and Sunday nights and basically decided that while I will play fantasy football, while I will do podcasts and live streams on fantasy football, there will be no Saturday night and Sunday night shows for me. And I stopped, and that was it. That's not to say that I don't play just as much as all of you who are listening. I absolutely do. Brad and I are in the same fantasy football dynasty league. It's a salary cap league, which is just insane. I'm in that also. And in my home league, I've been playing for 25 years with a trophy and a lot of money, too. I'm just as into it as anybody else. But I have not hosted for 2 hours every day that we're gonna do here. So Sean and I will work together. All the good people and producers will help me here on FNTSY. We'll come up with some great segments for you. I'll try to do things differently than some of the other shows. That's the way I've always been. Don't like to do those cookie-cutter you know, type segments every day. Oh, let's do our team preview of the Oakland Raiders on the show. No offense to anybody else. It's just not something that I'll do. I like to have some of the outside the box type thinking with these things. But we'll start doing that next week. Yeah. John Lobb, our good friend, the Gridiron Scholar. We're going to have our listener league, our college football listener league. Sean, I hope you'll get into that. And we'll have that, I think, next Friday, our college football fantasy draft. No one knows anything about it. Don't freak out. It's okay. I know a lot of people don't know college football, but we will do it. Yeah, you know about it, Sean, so you'll be all right. And plenty more football discussion again starting next week. Although I have dropped the ball mentally, I don't think that by Monday I'll be all in on this. It may take me a couple more days to get this together. I'm going to need a break for sure after this week, no doubt about that. All right, coming up next, who is Dustin May? Who is Trent Grisham? These are two players that were not involved in the trade deadline in trades, but they've been called up. So we got to get into these rookies that you can pick up in your fantasy leagues this week. I'm Craig Mish. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes right here on FNTSY. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round. We never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you. Until 2 o'clock Eastern, we turn it over to full-time fantasy. We'll do the Major League Baseball schedule for today. Let's see what we got. We got two games in action while we're on the air. And then another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games later. So we'll certainly preview those games. And we won't be doing too much of this, to be honest with you, moving forward. I don't know that we're doing game previews every day as we kind of shift more toward football. And again, I would encourage you, if anybody has an issue with any of the content on the show, I do the show for you. Let me always know at Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio. Call in, let Sean know what you guys want to hear, how you want to hear us do this show. It's very important as we kind of move forward here on FNTSY Radio to make sure that we cater to the right audience, make sure that you guys are enjoying the content, whether it is fantasy, reality, gambling, pop culture, whatever that is, make your voice heard here, and certainly we'll accommodate you for sure. The one game going on right now is the game that I'm missing, a rare missed game to host a show, which... I don't always get paid to go to a game. I always get paid to do a show, so we chose the show today. Twins and Marlins, 1-1. They are all tied up in the third inning. As for the Twins, Max Kepler led off the game with his 30th home run of the season. And I don't, anybody who listens to me on radio anywhere, I don't get up on my soapbox and say, I told you, Kepler's one guy I told you. You look at my teams, I have Kepler on a lot of teams this year. What a breakout season for him. He's got 74 runs driven in, and he's a leadoff hitter. That's pretty impressive. So we'll see. For Minnesota, Pineda, 3 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. For the Marlins, Jordan Yamamoto, 3 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Marlins just had runners on second and third with 2 outs, and Starlin Castro popped out. So what a shame. I'll preview the other games in just a minute. All right, so call-ups in baseball as a result to everything that happened yesterday. There's a great nickname for this kid, Dustin May, on the Los Angeles Dodgers. I don't know if you heard this one, Sean. It's a really good nickname. I'll give it to you in a second. Dustin May so far in the minors, 3.38 earned run average, 6-5. 110 strikeouts, 106 innings. Yes, his nickname is Noah Dustin Gingergard. Gingergard, because he's got red hair like Syndergaard. May is their best minor league pitcher. I'm gonna have to make a decision on someone to pick up this week. But obviously, if you're playing in shallow leagues, or I'm sorry, deeper leagues, with his strikeouts per nine being at about 9.5 or 10 per nine, you'd want to pick him up. And he'll slide right into that rotation for L.A. He's thrown 106 innings. His career high in innings last year was 132. So I would guess that they'd probably throw another 40 or 50 innings on him, which would give him about 7 starts. So I think that's what you're looking at. If you pick him up, keep that in mind. You're not getting him going all the way through the season, I don't think. You probably would get 3 or 4 starts in August and then maybe 1 or 2 in September and then a shutdown. I don't know that they would use him, or maybe they would even save him for the postseason. But whenever a pitcher is tapped out at 130, they usually will go to 150. So you're looking at exactly 44 innings from him. You could probably see a scenario where he would make 7 starts, something like that. That would be a guess. But that's a high-end pitcher that must be picked up on the waiver wires this week for sure. Other player that was called up, and this is curious because I don't know what the Brewers are going to do with him, but the Brewers called up Trent Grisham from the minor leagues. He's a right fielder, and he's been absolutely on fire. Let me throw out these numbers for you. This is good to see when they reward a player that's having this kind of season. July 30th, 5 for 5, the Grand Slam, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs. Day before, 2 hits. Day before, 3 hits. Day before, 2 hits. So far this season, Grisham in the minors has played at AA and AAA. He's hit 26 home runs, 71 runs driven in, 12 stolen bases, .407 on base, and a .300 batting average. Now, the question becomes, where are they going to play him? I'm not really sure how this is going to work. He plays a little center field. Of course, they have Lorenzo Cain there. He can play right field. Of course, they have Ryan Braun. He was their first-round pick from 2015, another player that must be added. But what kind of leash does a player like this have on a big-league team? Now, he'll take the roster spot of Jesus Aguilar, but he will have to hit, absolutely, to stay in the big leagues for sure. I would be cautiously optimistic on players like these. If you're in a league where you can just stash somebody on the bench, it may be your best bet. It could be something that you want to look into. But in general, I don't know. I don't see him stealing playing time from some of these other players. Now, let's do a quick check here with the baseball lineups for today. We've been so absorbed with the deadline that we haven't even looked at that yet. So let me take a quick look here at the Brewers lineup, see if he's in there today, and that will give us a little bit of an indication. No lineup released. Fantastic. A game starts in 2.5 hours. There's no lineup? That can't be. It's got to be somewhere. But on the website that I'm looking at, there's no lineup. They're at Oakland. Oh, so this makes a little bit of sense. So I'm guessing that they're calling up Grisham because they're playing in an American League park, and they can play him at DH. So that does make some sense. This could be like a 3-game up and then down. Well, it says Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a 4-game up and down potentially. But we'll see. Milwaukee didn't really make any big moves. Maybe this is a move that they do to placate things for a while. Another move that happened in baseball that you may have missed, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, as Drubal Cabrera was let go by the Texas Rangers. So teams can't make trades after July 31st, but they can acquire players that were designated for assignment. That's definitely something that they can do. And the other thing that you can do is you can make trades between players that are not on the 40-man roster. So you can make 2 trades between players that aren't on there, and then you can add that player to the 40-man after that. That's probably a little bit too complicated for my listeners. I get that. But those are some of the ways that you can make deals moving forward. Also, a couple of other interesting notes. I don't know if you saw this, but Jordan Lasley of the Baltimore Ravens, would you believe that Jordan Lasley was on my dynasty team? I've had him for 2 years waiting for him. And I guess what happened with him, I didn't see this, but I guess that he fought with a couple teammates and threw a football in a pond. Like, is this a real story? This is a rookie that did this? I guess he's not a rookie anymore. But Jonas Schaefer on Twitter, who covers the Ravens, posted a picture on Twitter. he got in a fight with a couple of defensive backs in practice and then threw the football in the pond afterwards. And 48 hours later, they ended up cutting him. So he was a fifth-round pick of the Ravens and never amounted to anything. And I'm happy that I cut him in my league because I saved a grand total of, get this, drum roll, I saved a grand total of $1 in my fantasy league. Gone. So funny story, I thought, to see today that these football players, they get in these fights, you know, in training camp. They fight amongst themselves. They're just ready to pound somebody else's head in. There you go, drum roll. And it was a total of $1. Jordan Lasley, off my team. I caught him. I ended up with some, there was another player that I had. I guarantee you've never heard of him. Akram Wadley, I had him too. Had some really, Chris Warren.
He's from Iowa.
Chris Warren's son. Chris Warren's son, the running back from Texas. I had him. He got cut by the Raiders, but now he's trying out with Seattle. So for 50 cents, I'm hanging on to him to see if he ends up signing. This is like these salary cap leagues are just nuts. And it also forces you to know a lot about the league, a lot about the younger players in the league, too. All right, we'll take a quick time out. And when we come back, we'll touch on a little bit of football. We'll also have the Major League Baseball schedule for the rest of the day and tonight. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. Don't go away.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Full-time fantasy.
The bullpens there in Seattle was crazy because Seattle basically has traded all the relievers. Could you imagine now? There are people who have stashed Hunter Strickland for a month, 2 months, because we knew that he was on his way back from injury. And now Strickland is on the move, going to the Nationals.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, whoop, there it is. Craig Mish back with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. It is 1:25 Eastern, and I am thrilled to tell you that the Major League Baseball trade deadline is over. I am thrilled. We have spent a lot of time on this, a lot of time talking about it. Sean's tired of it. He was refusing to produce the show starting tomorrow if we talk about it some more. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry. But it's coming to an end, I assure you. And honestly, this is going to be a good weekend for me of doing virtually nothing. I'm going to just relax, chill, be done. This kind of felt like the winter meetings a little bit. Winter meetings was a lot of nothing. At least baseball made some trades here. Okay, you could get in the game with a DraftKings Sportsbook account where listeners of the show can get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Here's how that works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Make a deposit. Place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Let me say that one more time. sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you want to head over there, eligibility restrictions do apply. See website for details. Also, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. That's how you you get involved there with that. All right, so let's take a look. One of our final few days of doing the Major League Baseball scoreboard, because the month of August is here and it's time to transition over. The Marlins are losing again. 3-1 here, losing to the Twins. I mentioned Kepler with a home run. Looks like, who was it? Byron Buxton with a double. Buxton's having a good day today. Good season, by the way, for him. I don't know that he's ever going to be what we thought he would be. But 2-for-2 with two runs driven in and his 14th stolen base. So he's having a nice year. The Marlins have this pitcher, Jordan Yamamoto. I don't know if you remember him. Fantasy owners, I'm sure, do. He started off the season by shutting out the Cardinals twice. St. Louis's offense was just in this massive, massive funk. He actually had another good start after that. But after that, it hasn't been good. 3 earned runs in 4 innings, 5 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. His ERA went from 1.8 to almost 4. Okay, he'll be all right. Also, there is a couple of other games happening, so let's touch on this. Giants and Phillies in the bottom of the second inning. Giants ended up keeping a couple of their players, trying to go for it a little bit. We'll see if that works out for them. Phillies added Corey Dickerson to their team. Jake Arrieta, who would be a nice helper for me here in the last 2 months of the season if he did well. 2 innings pitched, no earned runs, no hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. The Giants have Derek Rodriguez on the mound today. They called him back up. An inning and a third, nothing across the board. Dickerson, by the way, was placed on the injured list by the Giants, so it looks like Austin Slater is going to get some extra playing time. Not that any of these players matter all that much on San Francisco. It's more or less their pitching that's been valuable, but that's indeed the story there. Mets and the White Sox. Mets decided to go for it. Interesting tactic here. And I got to follow up on that story Brad talked about. I didn't even see that Stroman was shipped or trying to ship to the Yankees after they made that trade. I didn't even see that anywhere. That's new for me. It'll be Zach Wheeler Knight back with the Mets. They're just going to let him go through free agency, I guess. Doesn't seem like a good move to me. Wheeler is 7-6 with a 4.71. And Dylan Cease, 1-3 with a 6.86 earned run average. Cease, one of the nice young prospects for the White Sox. White Sox didn't make a lot of moves either, right? Alex Colome, did he stay with the White Sox? What are these teams doing, man? Did nothing on deadline day. Brewers and A's, interleague matchup. Chase Anderson, 5-2 with a 3.89. Homer Bailey, 9-7 with a 5.33. Oakland's still very much in this thing. I'm very disappointed in the Brewers. Thought the Brewers would be a little bit better shape going into the last 2 months, but not really. Orioles have not named their pitcher. I was surprised Baltimore also didn't make a lot of trades. How about Toronto tearing that team down? Wow. Was I right about them or what? I could take Sean on a vacation with the amount of money I put on the Blue Jays under this year. Whew. This is going to come. I'm going to send you the ticket, Sean, of that. You'll freak out a little bit. Blue Jays, 24 games under 500. So Toronto traded their entire team pretty much, right? They traded Aaron Sanchez, Marcus Stroman, Daniel Hudson, Joe Biagini, and their other parts of their rotation were Edwin Jackson, Matt Shoemaker. I could keep going on. The Blue Jays are just complete tank mode. Tonight, Trent Thornton will start for the Blue Jays. Guess what his ERA over his last seven starts is? Seven. I am going to force Mike Cardano. I'm going to send him the video and force him to watch the Blue Jays and Orioles on his flight back. I think he's in Chicago. I'm going to force him to do that. Hey, Brendan McKay is back in the big leagues. That's a positive. Tampa Bay making some trades yesterday to fortify their pen. McKay, one of the best young pitchers in baseball. He's up. He'll face Andrew Cashner. Cashner is 10-5 with a 4.18 earned run average. It reminds me that I'll have to get McKay back in my lineups today for hitting pitching perspective. Astros and Indians tonight. Boy, these two teams got to be jacked up. Indians players, Astros adding Zach Greinke. And wouldn't you know, tonight, the return of Danny Salazar in a big league uniform. Danny Salazar didn't pitch in all of 2018 and hasn't pitched in 2019 either. He was a pretty good pitcher when he was with Cleveland a couple of years ago. We'll see how he is. Gerrit Cole, the major league leader in strikeouts, 12-5 with a 2.94 earned run average. That's the game of the night for sure, 7-10 Eastern. Cubs and Cardinals, both 57 up and 50 down, same exact record. And got to give a little credit to the Cubs. They added some players. Cardinals really did not. Sent Jed Jerko packing. John Lester, 9-6 with a 3.63 earned run average. Jack Flaherty, 4-6 with a 4.17. Turns out these teams are going to have to face each other a little bit more before we can figure out who's going to end up winning the division. Reds and Braves tonight at 7:20 Eastern. Cincinnati's Anthony DeSclafani has had a pretty good year. 6-5 with a 4.01. Max Fried, 11-4 with a 4.21. Atlanta gets Chris Martin. They also get Shane Green. We'll see if that is indeed enough for the Braves to carry them into the postseason. Dodgers were quiet yesterday. As I mentioned earlier in the show, they called up Dustin May, but Clayton Kershaw starts tonight. He's 9-2 with a 2.85 earned run average, and Joey Lucchese, 7-5 with a 4.12. And that is indeed the Major League scoreboard for today on this Thursday, August the 1st. Cincinnati Reds call up one of their prospects, Aristides Aquino from AAA, 25 years old. He's hit 28 home runs, excuse me. And now that Yasiel Puig is gone, you would think that he could possibly get some playing time. But the issue is Josh Van Meter has also played very well for the Reds. So he'll have to beat him out for playing time. And we'll see what happens there. Miguel Rojas of the Marlins has left the game with a leg injury. Yadiel Rivera has replaced him with a hamstring strain. And so certainly we'll see what Miami decides to do here. Remember, they have their young prospect sitting in the minors in Eason Diaz, but I don't think that he will play shortstop. So certainly Rojas, one of my favorite guys on Miami. Hopefully he is okay. Other things that are going on in sports, we got the first game of the season in the NFL. It's preseason game one tonight. Let me describe how this usually goes for those of you who watch preseason football. You turn it on, you see the Broncos and Falcons, and then you realize that nobody's playing in the game and you turn it off. Now, I will say this, coming up next week, we're going to have the first preseason games of the season, and I'm excited to see that. That I'll be a little bit into, but these first games, honestly, can't really get much behind it because nobody's playing in the games. I'm even cool with watching a lot of the rookies who are going to be on the teams play, but we don't even get that until game two. So tonight is just more or less you're looking at jerseys that you recognize, the Broncos and Falcons at 8 o'clock Eastern. Now, the one thing that I will never advocate in terms of wagering and betting is on the preseason. So somebody smarter than me is going to have to tell me why Denver is -2.5 tonight against Atlanta. I'm sure somebody has illustrated that here on this channel, but I have no idea why Denver is favored. I guess they assume that Denver is better than Atlanta this season in some way, in some fashion. Denver's backup quarterback, I guess, is better than Atlanta's backup quarterback. Isn't that kind of what you're doing in the preseason? You're betting backup quarterbacks, essentially? Like, through the years, I remember when Brett Favre wouldn't play, you could bet the backup quarterback there because it would be Hasselbeck. He'd always play very well. And when there was a quarterback competition, you could always count on those two guys, whoever they were, on different teams fighting very hard. But in general, it's not something you want to do. You want to stay away from that. All right, coming up next here on the show, what we're going to do is we had a fun time talking to Brad Ziegler, and he broke down, I thought, all the trades very eloquently. So we'll play that discussion back for you coming up next, and then we'll have some exit velocity and turn it over to Full-Time Fantasy. I'm Craig Mish. It is Thursday. It is August 1st, and we'll be back right after this on FNTSY Radio. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
The Morning After.
Now you got Baker Mayfield, who lost it and started yelling at Beckham and the wide receivers. He's like, you know, this part of my game, and you know, you guys know this, and you can't leave me hanging like this. Odell Beckham's calling out a quarterback, Eli Manning, that's won two Super Bowls, so you better be careful, Baker. Just because Odell bought a orange Rolls Royce, as quickly as he can burn a DB, he can start burning the quarterback, too.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Brad Ziegler here on the show. Tomorrow, we'll be back on the program, and I think we're gonna have Jake Rogers, the catcher of the Detroit Tigers. He homered in his first at bat, and could be a fantasy player here for you in the second half. No, more than the second half; it's only 60 games left. But I think we'll have him. Also, Mike Waldo will be on the show. He'll weigh in on all the trades in fantasy. And as I mentioned, as we move forward toward next week. And I really got to get started on this. We'll transition over to a lot of fantasy football. But Brad, honestly, I was just so absorbed yesterday. I'm very fortunate and very lucky to do what I do, but my brain was just fried yesterday after this was all over. So I haven't put myself yet in football mode. I'm still just trying to absorb everything that happened. And even in looking at all of the trades that have happened in baseball, Brad. You got to, like, what I would say is read the fine print. There's so many other deals, like smaller deals, like Corey Dickerson, like players that you may not think have a big impact. But for those of us who are still trying to grind these leagues out, you know how it is. You got to pay attention.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's all kinds of the smaller deals, you know, even like John Ryan Murphy going to the Braves. It's a super small deal, but he's a really solid veteran catcher that can just give them some depth down the stretch. You just never know what's going to happen. And I feel like it's small moves like that for the contenders that could be really underrated because you never know when someone's going to get hurt and when you need that depth. And the fact that you are not going to be able to get it in August, I thought there were some teams that had a lot of foresight going and getting guys that they may not even use, but just in case, because they know they have no other options down the road except dipping into their minor league system.
Yeah, and that's a big part of all of this. So let's kind of go through a couple of the trades. And look, feel free to jump in here and tell me if you think that there was a fantasy trade in terms of impact. But we hit on Green getting saves maybe for the Braves. I don't know if you definitely feel indeed that is the case, but that's a big fantasy trade, Brad. And also the other one that I'd like you to speak about, and I don't know how you really feel about this player. I know that you've seen him before. I don't know if you've faced him before. But Nick Castellanos going from the Tigers to the Cubs, those are the kind of – let's start off there because those are players that I think that people are going to be able to capitalize on, especially in these leagues where you only play in the AL and the NL. Castellanos now becomes available in the NL, and the same with Shane Green.
Yeah, and it's tough on these guys, you know, like, and Greinke changing leagues too. It's hard if you're in an NL-only league and you own Zach Greinke and all of a sudden he's just gone from your team. So, you know, with Castellanos, I did face him when I was in Boston. We played against the Tigers and I think I actually got to pitch against him. And he's a really solid hitter. Anytime you get a guy that's on a team that's really bad and he's putting up pretty good numbers, that tells me that this guy is a guy that might just thrive whenever you put him into a postseason race. And you know, you get some adrenaline, you get some excitement in the ballpark, going to a big market like Chicago. He's really good depth. I mean, he's depth. You know, Chris Bryant has not you know, been the healthiest over the course of his career so far. Castellanos can play their base. I think they're slotting him probably in as their, you know, starter in right field, at least against lefties. I don't know what we're going to do with how, you know, with Ian Happ and you know, Hayward and those guys there. But the fact that he's versatile like that is big. It gets a right-handed bat in that order. That's a really good depth add by the Cubs.
I think the Cubs probably got a little bit better. I think that you know, the NL is really interesting, Brad, because, you know, sometimes with these trades, it could be one-sided. You could see a lot of players go to the AL. But in this case, yes, Puig, Fernando Reyes, we talk about Castellanos, you talk about Shane Green. How about the fact that also Trevor Bauer goes to the NL as well, and that's a huge one. And Marcus Stroman, people are going to have to make a decision there. Was there any other trade that kind of stuck out to you that may have any kind of fantasy relevance? I think we hit on a lot of the ones that may have significant. Were there a couple that were diamonds there that you see?
I don't know about a diamond, but one maybe causing kind of confusion is when Sam Dyson and Sergio Romo go to the Twins. It makes you wonder, is Taylor Rogers still the guy there? Like, I don't know if that's the guy they want to close. He's kind of the closer by default there. And now you bring in a couple guys who have some closer experience, and Romo was doing it this year. It kind of muddles the back end of the Twins bullpen a little bit, but just from a fantasy perspective, I'm sure they have a plan and they're, you know, maybe they're completely content with Taylor Rogers in that role. But right now I would I would be very hesitant to say that I have an idea what's going on there. We know that team can hit, and there's going to be opportunities there. They've got some pretty good starting pitching, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, for me to see how that kind of shakes out down the stretch, because I think both those guys could eat into some Taylor Rogers saves.
Yeah, the Twins really had to look at what Cleveland did and kind of react to that. You know, the hard team for me, Brad, that I look at that I really can't get a good feel for, but they always end up winning, is Tampa. And we saw them make the trade with Miami. Stanek, I thought, did a really good job opening for them, but he was part of the piece that goes back to the Marlins. They get Nick Anderson, and they end up getting Trevor Richards, and they get Jose Aguilar. So I don't know, Brad. Like, I think it's a nice message to your fan base to make trades, but did Tampa do enough, do you think, to stay in the race, to overcome, because they're going to have to get the second wild card, it looks like. So can they beat out Boston? You know, what do you think? Do you think the Tampa Bay did enough? Can they stay in it?
I think they can. And I think more than anything, it was kind of like what we were talking about with Castellanos to the Cubs. I think they just kind of added some depth pieces, but they really trust the team they already have. I mean, they're 62-48. That's nothing to slouch out just with their current roster. So I feel like they sat there and watched Boston do literally nothing other than, you know, add a little earlier in the month, getting Cashner. So it's possible that, you know, some of these teams are going to get some guys back off the injured list, but I like what Tampa did in basically saying, look, we like our team the way they are. We're not completely out of the division race. We're going to play the Yankees and the Red Sox several times down the stretch. Let's make our team deeper. Let's you know, kind of plug any depth issues that we might have, and get these guys that don't cost us a whole lot so that we don't mortgage our future, because they're, you know, being a small market team, they rely on their farm system a lot. And the fact that they're even competing with the Yankees in Boston after what those payrolls are right now is really impressive to start with.
Yeah, and it's crazy to think that Tampa can do this with just basically platooning guys. In the reality world, it's always fun to talk about, but in the fantasy world, owning players on the Rays is so difficult unless you're playing in leagues where you can move guys in and out of the lineup every day. You talked about the teams that really didn't do a lot: L.A., Boston, New York. I mean, is there any player that you think, and I know that this is a tough one for you, that maybe is on one of those teams that is going to need to take more of a leadership role or need to have a better season the rest of the way, even a pitcher or a hitter? Because when I look at those three teams, and especially when I can point it out, Brad, like, for example, on the Yankees, Stanton is hurt, Voit is hurt. We know they need some offensive punch. On the Red Sox, who is that guy now that's going to be in the ninth inning? And when you look at the Dodgers, we know who's going to be in the ninth inning, but do we trust the Dodgers to get to the ninth inning, that Joe Kelly and some of those other players can get there? So simply put, is there a concern for more than one of those teams, all of those teams, or none moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I would think there's a big concern, especially in Boston. I know they're, you know, they're kind of up against the luxury tax line, and that's been a thing for them. They didn't, you know, they're trying to keep that luxury tax number down, and that was, at least from what I heard, that was a major concern for them when they were potentially trying to trade for me last year. They wanted the Marlins to eat some of the salary, and the Diamondbacks were willing to take on all of my salary, and so with that being the case, they don't have a great farm system. They're not getting much out of Rick Porcello right now. He's the guy to me that is going to be vital for them to step up. Sale's been so-so. David Price has been pretty good. Eduardo Rodriguez, so-so. But they've got to have Porcello step up down the stretch if they're going to make a jump. They can't have a guy who's a Cy Young winner 3 years ago, that's hovering around a 6 ERA right now. That's just not going to work.
All right, so now let's hit on the one trade that really did shockwaves a couple days ago, which is the Trevor Bauer deal, where he goes to Cincinnati. Cleveland gets the two players offensively that they got back, and Taylor Trammell, the prospect, goes to the San Diego Padres. We haven't had a chance to talk about that yet, of course, because you weren't on the show yesterday, but we were discussing it, and there seems to be a pretty big win for Cleveland here. At least that's what most people are saying. But I would ask you, because I think that you have a pretty good feel for Trevor Bauer, What in the world here? Does Bauer go to Cincinnati and become good? Do the Reds flip him in the offseason? I think he showed up at the ballpark yesterday without even a game going on. I'm not really sure what to make of the situation with him. And if you're in a fantasy league and you have one shot at an NL guy, is he the best player that's come over since the deadline? Is it Stroman? Is it Castellanos? Is it someone else? What does he do, Bauer, the rest of the year?
I'm not a fan of this move, him going to Cincinnati. The fact that it's it's already a huge hitter's park, and he's on pace to destroy his season, season high for home runs allowed in the season, and he's going to a division with some good offenses. I don't know. I don't know what they're, I'm thinking that they're just going to try to take him into 2020, because I don't know that you're going to see anything the rest of 2019 that is going to increase his trade value down the stretch. I agree with you in that I thought the Indians did really well bolstering their offense. The fact that they got Franmil Reyes and Yasiel Puig, I mean, there's a lot of power right there. They got bolstered their bullpen a little bit with Logan Allen, and there's some really good things that the Indians did, and they just had the Trevor Bauer meltdown on Sunday where he chucked the ball over the center field fence in Kansas City, and it was I think they were probably just a little tired of dealing with him. It's so much stress and emotion and energy that they spend dealing with his antics. Push it off to somebody else. They feel like they've got guys who can step in, obviously. And so if that's the case, then, relieve yourself of the headache.
All right, that was Brad Ziegler here on the show. And a lot of really interesting moves yesterday. And we'll discuss those some more in a little exit velocity. I really, for some reason, it just the Braves trade is the one that is not getting enough love, but I've talked extensively about Shane Green and just how good he is. Now, look, he could go to Atlanta and just get pummeled. He could. But I kind of like the trade. I do. A lot going on in baseball. There's some interesting reports in football too. Kenyon Drake, Kalen Ballard splitting time at running back. Boy, this is something that you never want to see. I saw this one. Ron Rivera says the team plans to, according to the Charlotte Observer, team plans to limit McCaffrey's plays, but not touches. Just shut that up. McCaffrey's like my favorite player in the NFL. You have those guys when you win those fantasy football championships where you're always indebted to players. Like, please, come on. McCaffrey was so good last year. Like, wow, so good down the stretch in the playoff run. I don't want to hear any of that. Melvin Gordon's agent says he's requested a trade. Of course he has. Who really wants Melvin Gordon? I've been wrong on Melvin Gordon like 3 years in a row. I keep saying, everyone says like your hot take bust of the year. And for me, it's Melvin Gordon every year, and I'm wrong every year. It's kind of...
It's funny you say that, because that's my bust of the year, Melvin Gordon.
Well, this year it's easy, Sean. Yeah. Come on.
Well, no, this is before the holdout. Before the holdout.
Oh, before the holdout. Yeah. You have proof of that somewhere?
Yes, I can keep
receipts.
If you can hear the guys in the background, one of those guys, I'll pull them.
Keep receipts? Listen, we can't understand anything that's ever said in the pit, that's for sure. All right. We got Exit Velocity coming up next. Full Time Fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. Dr. Roto and Adam Ronis will be back on FST after this. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, it's the final segment of the show here on this Thursday as we get ready to turn it over to full-time fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. And before we get out of here, we're going to recap what we talked about here on this show and have a little fun. You know how we do it. And we end it always with a little bit of exit velocity.
Velocity. I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
Not sure how to feel about the Irishman movie coming out. Saw the trailer for it yesterday. In the midst of all the madness that was the Major League Baseball trade deadline, you're getting together Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci again. I saw the preview and it looked so good, and I'm wondering to myself, am I overthinking this thing? Is there any chance that these guys could put together a Goodfellas slash Casino type movie? I mean, I am not the movie expert here, as I don't get to attend many movies these days. But I would say this, anytime Goodfellas is on or Casino's on the TV, even if it's on FX or one of those channels where they bleep everything out, I still end up watching it. I am going to hope for the best with this movie. I will be in attendance, and I will look forward to seeing it. But I will say this, please don't ruin my image. Please don't ruin when I close my eyes and dream about the best mafia movies of all time. Goodfellas is probably right up there. The Godfather, of course, but Casino was really good too. I like Casino also. This movie better be good. Don't ruin it for me, please. I'm gonna go see this in the movies for sure. I don't get to go out very often. Make it worth my while. That'll do it for our show today here on Fantasy Sports Today. That'll do it for our Exit Velocity. We'll be back on the show tomorrow. Michael Waldo will be with us. It'll be our final, like, full-on baseball show before we mix in a little bit of football. Thanks again to Brad Ziegler for coming on the show. Thanks again to Sean for producing and putting up with the nonsense. And I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Full-Time Fantasy is next. I'm Craig Mish saying so long. Have a great day, everybody. See y'all.